Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are what I can see when my Lord is living in me. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart.
Our readings today are from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. The first reading will be from the New International Version. The second will be from the King James. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and he said to them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And he took them up into his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them.
Okay, I think I'm mic'd and y'all can hear me. Please bow with me. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Cynthia, what you said last week when you thanked some of us from the front, that was awesome. You are awesome. Thank you. Caleb, I wish I could let that be my sermon too. Caleb, you showed me something in the story of the widow's mite that I hadn't seen before, that the scribes and the Pharisees had allowed there to be a widow with only one penny to her name. Thank you. And what I hope to do today is mimic Caleb. Calm down, I'm not going to do any song leading. And show you something more, something new in this very familiar verse. Okay, we've got some slides going up here. And let me explain a little bit about the slides. They're on a loop. So don't panic that by the time you recognize a picture that you're thinking, oh, it's gone. They're going to come around again. And I thought you'd at least be happy about something that goes on in the sermon this morning, watching the kids, and some of you more particularly. These children are children and grandchildren of the congregation. They are children of my godchildren. They are my great nieces and nephews, and not all of the pictures, though Marquell and Brittany's twins are maybe the exception, not all the pictures are current pictures of these children. They're pictures from when the child was under 6 years old, because I think that's the age that we're talking about here. But relax, they're not random internet photos. And thank you to everybody who sent me pictures or gave me permission to use the pictures. DeAndre, thank you for reading the psalm, for the prayer. Thank you, DeAndre's support group. Thank you, Joe, for reading the passage. I ask you to read it in King James also, because for me, and maybe for some of you, that's the version we know. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." Suffer always seemed like a funny word here. You think of suffering Savior, man of sorrow, but what does suffering have to do with allowing access? We're hearing a lot about voting or suffrage right now, but I was surprised at what "suffer the little children to come unto me" and suffrage had in common. They're from the same root word. Okay, I'm going to give you the definition of suffrage. Okay, wait for it. Are you ready? No, you're not ready. Definition number one of suffrage is a short intercessory prayer. Let me say that again. Suffrage is a short intercessory prayer. Suffrage has been used since the 14th century to mean prayer, especially a prayer requesting divine help or intercession. A 17th century writer for a tour guide book would warn people that a certain chapel was only for private or secret suffrage. The right of voting, franchise, exercising such a right is its second and third definition. Something to think about. In this second and third definition, someone with power gave something to someone without power. So suffer means allow. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Jesus was indignant, much displeased. He rebukes the disciples. And that's something to think about. Not today's main point, but Steve Sargent will be talking more about this chastening, displeasure, indignant Jesus in 2 weeks. We're talking about, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And all the emphasis on our prayers for the bonds and a lot of what you're thinking about when you see these pictures roll by is about allowing children access to Jesus. And you think we don't control access to Jesus, but in some ways we do. But that's not what we're going to focus on today, but on the next verse. "Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." I want to enter the kingdom of God. You want to enter the kingdom of God? Okay, well, so how do we do that? Like a little child. That certainly clarified things. So we're going to think about all the good things about the children you see here, all the positive traits, and you're going to think about yourself as a child. That's how we enter the kingdom of God. It echoes back to Nicodemus and being born again. For some of us, the mere words "inner child" might be enough to get in touch with that. But for some of us, we need a little more help. What is it to enter like a little child? What are some of the characteristics of children or little children that could possibly make them the portal to the kingdom of God? Children believe. They believe what adults tell them. They don't fact check. I had a brother. That always sounds like I had a farm in Africa at the foothills of the Ngong Hills, at the foot of the Ngong Hills. He was almost 20 years older than me, and at our grandmother's house in Austin, there were little geckos, and he told me that they were Gila monsters. He didn't tell me that Gila monsters were bad, didn't tell me that to avoid them, just that geckos were Gila monsters. Some 20 years later, when I alerted Brian that there was a Gila monster running across the terrace, Brian had a kind of different reaction. And I scared him half to death. Perhaps not the first time I did that to Brian, or even the last. My brother explained that there were scorpions also out on the terrace, and they wanted to keep me away from picking up a bunch of rocks and chasing after a gecko and discovering a scorpion instead. It didn't do that. It only gave me the wrong name for the geckos, and I still hate geckos. But children believe. They believe actively in that God said it, I believe it, that settles it sort of way. Children are curious, okay, hence why they thought that maybe they should tell me that they're not, they didn't say don't go pick up rocks, there might be scorpions, but you can understand that maybe I was out there picking up some rocks. The other children are curious. They want to know why and how. Why does this happen? Why does that do that? And this cycle can go on and on and on. It could be comforting to us that this childlike behavior that is so very familiar to some of you is a good thing. It's an area to emulate. We question God, why did that have to happen? Or sometimes just, why? But wait, in their childlike way, they ask, then they listen for the answer. Then they ask another question, maybe several more questions, but they expect an answer to it. They ask why and then listen. It's exhausting to us, this why cycle, mostly because they expect an answer. They really want to know why. Let the children of God know that why he is an okay question. And he answers, for such is the kingdom of God. Children are curious. Children are dependent. Some of the pictures up here are of babies. They're totally dependent on someone else. Can't feed themselves. And like our psalm today, it has the line in the King James Version, for thou hast made him, man, a little lower than angels. But a little lower than angels is a lot lower than God. Let's remember, Lord, we do not know how to go till a blessing thou bestow. We go to the kingdom of God. We enter the kingdom of God, dependent on the King, dependent on God. Children are in the moment. They don't remember three Christmases ago. And okay, so some of us don't remember what we had to eat yesterday either, but that's not quite the being in the moment. They're here and now. They are truly present. Psychologists say that the reason the peekaboo game works is that the baby doesn't have any expectation of what she will see when the blanket or your hands are moved. So she's genuinely surprised when you move the blanket and she sees you again. She has the pleasure all over again. She's in that moment. And then when the next moment comes, she's in the next moment. So we're going to enter the kingdom of God in this moment. And then in the next moment, And in the next moment, children mimic. Okay. Beverly's here, and Beverly perhaps knows this, and some of you who've watched me cook know this. I crack my eggs in a little bowl, each and every one, one at a time, before I mix them in together. So if I'm cracking six eggs, crack them in one, and then you pour it in something, you crack each one individually. Why do I do that? Despite the rumors, it's not just to make more dirty dishes. My mother did that. My mother was born over 100 years ago. She died over 30 years ago. But I'm not about to ruin something by cracking a bad egg into it. And she knew this was the way to avoid cracking bad eggs into the batter and ruining it. I have cracked one questionable egg in my entire life. But I still crack them one at a time in that bowl because I'm mimicking her. How much better would it be if, as God's little child, I could mimic him that closely? That's how I receive the kingdom of God. Children mimic. There are other characteristics, there are other positive, wonderful characteristics of children that I won't go into, but I'll just mention them. Children are imaginative, thinking about how things might be, thinking about how things are going to be. Maybe I could be imaginative about the kingdom of God. Children, in addition to being in the moment, are real, and their real emotion, their real selves are right there with the front that they put forward. As an adult, my front might be here and my real emotions hidden away somewhere. Not with children. They're right there together. Children are real and they're in the moment, and when they're hurt and they cry out, they are honest about their pain and they cry out to someone who, upon whom they are dependent, who will help with this pain. Wouldn't that be a good thing to do? I'm going to tell you about one last characteristic of children found in the verses today. Children can be awed. From our psalm again, when I look at the night sky and see the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place. Children look at the night sky and say, wow. And then they say, why? But they say, wow. Children see a broken seashell and they're delighted. See the, so as children, let's see the stars, the ocean, the mountains, the endless expanse of land to the horizon. Another line from our song, Psalm, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. And what is a common response when people in the Bible encounter an angel? They fall on their faces. They get awestruck. That's why so very often in the Bible, the angel's greeting is, fear not, calm down, just relax. There are wonderful, great truths in this kingdom of God, and some of them are awesome. It's awesome to be here, to get to be that impressionable again. Go. Enter the awesome kingdom of God. Let us stand and worship our awesome God with this song.